WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know that feeling when you're invited to give a presentation at work or maybe even just stand up to speak in a group setting? Your palms start sweating, your mind goes blank, and suddenly the room feels like it's closing in on you. Yeah, public speaking can be a real nerve-wracker, but guess what? It doesn't have to rule your life. Today, we're diving headfirst into how to conquer those butterflies and become a confident public speaker, even if the thought of it right now makes you want to crawl under a rock. Alright, let's get real. Public speaking is about so much more than just standing up and reciting facts. It's about connecting with your audience, sharing your ideas in a way that resonates, and leaving them feeling inspired or informed. And trust me, when you nail it, the feeling of accomplishment is incredible. But first, we need to tackle those anxieties head on. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. Number 1, preparation is your best friend. Ever heard the saying, knowledge is power? Well, in public speaking, it's even truer. The more familiar you are with your material, the less room there is for doubt and hesitation. Practice, practice, practice. Speak out loud, rehearse in front of a mirror or a trusted friend, and get comfortable with the flow of your speech. Number 2, know your audience. Who are you speaking to? What are their interests? Tailoring your message to resonate with them will make them feel more engaged and invested. It's like crafting a personalized gift. It shows you put thought and effort into connecting with them on a deeper level. Number 3, embrace the power of storytelling. People are naturally drawn to stories. They help us connect, understand, and remember information better. Weave personal anecdotes or relatable examples into your speech to make it more engaging and memorable. Think of it like this. Facts are important, but stories have heart. They create a bridge between you and your audience, making the experience more human and impactful. Number 4, find your voice and own it. Don't be afraid to inject your personality into your speech. Let your passion shine through, and speak with confidence and conviction. Remember, authenticity is key. You don't have to be a super charismatic showman or woman, just be yourself, but the best version of yourself. And finally, number 5, breathe. It sounds simple, but deep, controlled breaths can help calm your nerves and center you before taking the stage. Take a few moments to gather yourself, visualize success, and remind yourself that you've got this. Remember, every great speaker started somewhere, even if it was with butterflies fluttering in their stomach. Speaking of butterflies, imagine this. You're invited to give a presentation at a conference on your company's latest project. You know the material inside out, but the thought of speaking in front of hundreds of people sends shivers down your spine. You start pacing backstage, trying to calm your nerves. But then, you remember everything we talked about today. Preparation, knowing your audience, storytelling, owning your voice, and breathing. You take a deep breath, visualize the room filled with engaged faces, and remind yourself that you've got valuable insights to share. You walk onto the stage, feeling confident and ready to deliver a captivating presentation. As you begin speaking, you notice the energy in the room shift. People are listening attentively, nodding their heads, and even taking notes. You feel a surge of pride. You're not just sharing information, you're connecting with your audience and making a real impact. See? It's all about shifting your mindset and using these practical tools to build confidence. Remember, public speaking is a skill that takes time and practice. Don't expect to be a natural overnight, but by focusing on preparation, connection, and authenticity, you can transform those butterflies into soaring success. So, go out there, take those opportunities to speak up, share your ideas, and leave your mark on the world. And don't forget to subscribe to Social Confidence for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to boost your social confidence. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.